to the Keck Church Podcast, Thoughts from Room 203. Chris Pickett, he's Marshall Locke.
I am, today and every other day.
Today and every other day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's a dreary Monday.
You know, we got to stop this.
I don't know what the deal is, but you didn't bring your Mr. Pibb today.
Can't blame it on the Mr. Pibb. I don't even have a Dr. Pepper today. Of course, you're drinking some peach-flavored something.
It's good, too.
I'm sure it is.
Thank you, Rachel, for hooking us up with that. That's some... She, this is the one that she didn't want me to drink because she knew how good it was.
Ah, so now and you're telling her.
I took three of them to work with me.
Wow. Good job there.
But I don't think I drank any of them. I think they're still in the bottom of my cooler because it wasn't so hot today. It was only like about not even 60 today.
Yeah, it was pretty chilly
and
all day.
I really didn't need to drink much.
So rain did its thing for the most part.
Oh, the rain did its thing, let me tell you.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
6 o'clock this morning, I was driving in basically a rainstorm all the way out to Mount Vernon. So that was a fun time.
Well, bless your soul. 6 o'clock this morning, I was laying in the recliner in our living room holding my daughter. So it was a good time.
You know, sometimes I wish we had a video podcast just so you could see the look I gave him.
That would be good.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. So good to have everybody with us again this afternoon. Today, I have a very serious question for you before we take off, though.
Lay it on me.
If you're out of shampoo and body wash of your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you use your wife's?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. For how long until you buy new?
Shortest has been 2 showers. Longest has been probably 2 weeks. Sorry, Tiff.
2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's take this a step further for a second.
All right.
What kind of stuff are you using?
Okay, so, glory.
I've never heard of that brand.
I couldn't tell you the company because I have no idea. Passion Fruit was one. Herbal Essences had a flavor, for lack of a better term.
A flavor.
Scent, whatever.
You drinking this stuff?
Not trying to.
Okay.
Yellow Jasmine, I think, was it. Tiffany doesn't do Herbal Essence, but Yellow Jasmine was the scent. That was what that was.
Okay.
But I'm very curious to turn this question around and say, answer your same questions.
Okay. My answer is, I am on week 3. It's continuing until after this podcast recording is over with.
Uh-huh.
I'm stopping at a store on the
way
home.
That would be a good idea.
I am tired of Ocean Breeze.
Okay.
And I can't describe the smell of the shampoo.
Interesting.
It's good.
Okay.
It's quite girly.
Yeah.
But it's not Herbal Essence girly.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Got it.
So yeah. I can't really, yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know exactly how to go where I'm going with that.
But I'm not sure either.
But I'm at 3 weeks.
Well, there you go.
I think. Yeah, I ran out of Irish Spring.
I'm going to highly recommend that you cap it at 3 weeks
and
go buy some more Irish Spring.
Yep. A store visit is in order.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Yes. So see me at CVS later on. That's what I'm doing. Or wherever I'm going after this. All right. So that was not the serious topic of the day.
Not at all.
Not even close.
Not at all.
So
no.
No, we're actually going to be discussing today our favorite hymn and or praise song.
Good topic. I've been thinking on this one a little bit because every night, I don't know if you knew this or not, but every night at 8:30-ish, I'm putting the boys to bed. So the way their room is broken down, all three of them are in the same room. Braxton sleeps in the bottom bunk of a bunk bed, and honestly, I don't know why we have a top bunk because everybody's afraid to sleep on top of it. I guess we're just in that phase where,
you built it, right?
Yeah, there's that. Be nice. But then there's also the queen bed in their room where the two littles, used to be the two littles, now the two middles sleep. So when we lay down, I've got one of those Alexa deals that will play praise and worship music all night while they're sleeping. And so that's what we usually set up. And so thinking on this topic, it was, okay, out of all of the songs that I typically hear in the 30 to 45 minutes that it takes for them to fall asleep, what are some songs recently that I've been hearing, which got me thinking, what are some songs that I've not heard in a while? So here's my thing. I love music. I always have. Love to sing in church. Did my first duet with my dad. I was probably 11. We sang It Is Well With My Soul on a Sunday morning at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in Somerville, South Carolina. And then that became mine and his song that we did anytime, you know, he was supposed to sing and I was in town from college or whatever the case. So on a Sunday morning, if somebody was supposed to sing special and didn't show up, dad would say, "Hey, you're singing with me." And I'd go, "Great."
The usual.
But it, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that would usually play out with he and I doing the first verse together with the chorus. And then he would take the second verse without the chorus. I would take the third verse without the chorus. And then we'd reconvene on that fourth verse that we all know and love so well. Mm.
Good song.
But,
good song.
You know, one of the things about the hymns that I have always loved, and I love having this conversation, especially with music ministers and guys who love music, is the depth of theology in them.
Yeah.
So many different topics, but most often based, more often than not, based on Scripture. And don't get me wrong, I love the praise and worship stuff now. I adore it. There are some wonderful songs that have been coming out through the years. There are songs that came out, gosh, when you and I both were in junior high school and high school, they were the camp songs, you know, Shine Jesus Shine. And, I just lost the other one. It'll come back later. But in the course of thinking about music, thinking about the theology of music, thinking about the theology of a particular song, I mean, on Christ the Solid Rock I'm found, you know, the Solid Rock, what a great hymn from years gone by. It Is Well With My Soul, Horatio Spafford, and the story behind that, Amazing Grace, and the story behind that song. I mean, there's just a lot of the old ones that are so good. But Andre Crouch, couldn't tell you what year, but Andre Crouch wrote a song that was included in a hymn. Now, what I loved about Andre Crouch was that he took music from the predominantly African-American church and bled it into the predominantly white church, which has just been awesome to see how some spirituals, but then also just great praise songs have transitioned through the years between the two. And what I love, the song that's coming to mind is My Tribute. And it's basically his testimony. You know, how can I say thanks for the things that you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me? And I could keep going because I do have a hymnal in front of me, but I won't. For me, that one's one where if I find myself in an empty sanctuary, and it doesn't matter if it's Keck, doesn't matter where I am, if I'm in an empty sanctuary, more often than not, I'm going to crank that one out. And then probably His Eyes on the Sparrow would probably very quickly followed after that. But what about you?
Oh, goodness. As your music minister, this could take a while.
It could. I expect it would be a good, healthy conversation.
Just saying. I'm steeped in Southern gospel.
Sure.
Obviously, if you guys listened to last week's podcast, you know I grew up pretty much in the South.
Yeah.
Growing up, my family was a part of a small group down there. And they would sing a lot of, like, the Kingsmen.
Sure.
The Cathedrals.
Mm-hmm.
The Cathedrals.
Yes, sir.
That's my group. I'm sorry. That is my group. Grew up watching the, you know, the homecoming videos.
Oh, yeah. Every Saturday night we were watching that and the Statler brothers. And that was my family.
No, I wasn't much into the Statlers.
Really?
But it was definitely Gaithers.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Dad actually, his favorite group was the Happy Goodman Family.
Oh, wow.
Loved Rusty Goodman.
Of course.
And he wrote some amazing songs. Leaving on My Mind is always one that pops into my head. That's a good one. Trying to think, there's it's on the tip of my tongue. I hear the tune. I rode a mountain from where he. We're gonna get copyrighted.
Yeah.
What is the name of that song?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh my gosh. You have to watch Old Friends.
I'll do what
okay?
I do.
Do that
yeah,
for me.
I'll do what
okay.
I can do. Yeah,
yeah. It's right when they're doing a small tribute to Rusty in there. Yeah. They sang it live, and I can't think of the name of the song now. But anyway, but yeah, the Cathedrals probably was. I know it's not really hymns or praise songs, but I mean we're more. I mean more
it's
like
gospel.
Southern gospel.
It's gospel
exactly.
music. Period. Yeah.
Step Into the Water.
Sure.
That's one that's always been a, and we've actually done it at Keck before. I need to put that back in the rotation again. That was a good one. What a Meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Loved What a Meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those old time gospel songs, you know,
yeah.
The Cathedrals put out a camp meeting, tape, I guess now, back in, I think it was 92. Mm-hmm. It was right after Ernie Haas joined, right after Scott Fowler joins. It was like the last iteration of the Cathedrals before Glenn and George passed away.
Yeah.
And, there was, you know, camp meeting days and a lot of older songs that were on there, Dig a Little Deeper, those type of songs. And then they brought out a couple of newer ones, like I'll Worship Only at the Feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Had just gotten written by Bill Gaither.
Yeah,
they did that song. That was a powerful song. Champion of Love.
I mean, that's a given.
Yeah, that's... For those of you that go to CAC, that's my song. I love that song.
It's a phenomenal song.
Love that song to death.
What's awesome is before I came to CAC, we were doing an Easter cantata at another church, and that was the title song from that cantata. And so hearing you sing it and then having the opportunity to sit on the front row and sing the harmony to what you were doing was so much fun.
You need to hop up there with me if you know some harmony to it. Let's go.
Maybe. We'll see what we can do.
No, and I know I've thrown out a lot of titles and everything, but I mean, one, like you were talking about, the theology behind them is the
message behind the music has always been an intriguing thought to me. And honestly, I've done a couple of Bible study series on that, where I'll take various hymns, various songs, and break them down. And the reality is I never want it to come across as though I'm using the music as the Bible study, because it's not the Bible, right?
Right.
I mean, our responsibility is unless to dive into the
psalm,
word, which is possible.
Yeah.
but what's been fun for me is to take the message behind the music, maybe getting into the initial story, what was in the author's mind. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, you know, the story behind that song, absolutely tremendous. But anyway, it makes for a really good Bible study time together, because then you see from that mindset that the author initially had what scriptures were flowing through his mind or her mind as the writing process was taking place. And so it's really fun. But you mentioned the Gaithers. And so I've started thinking about the Gaither Vocal Band. Yeah. And I've got YouTube up on my phone with like 0.5% left. So I'm sure it will die.
It'll die.
But a friend of mine from New Orleans Seminary, mine and Tiffany's, we were in a spiritual formations class together. His name's Adam King. Adam is a phenomenal musician, piano player, organist. I mean, he's got a litany of talents. But he currently has had the opportunity to do accompaniment for two members of the Gaither Vocal Band, one of whom was David Phelps. The other one is escaping me at the moment, but it will come back.
And one of Wes Hampton?
Imagine, thank you. Wes Hampton.
Yeah.
Wes Hampton.
We've had this conversation.
We have. We have. And I appreciate you bringing that
listening.
Back up.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm on YouTube. And if you type in Adam King Piano, and scroll down just a little bit, there's something called the Happy Hearts Concert Series. First Baptist Church, Alex City, was doing a series during COVID, and they were bringing in various musicians either into their facility, or they were doing videos that were being distributed on their various platforms. But in this particular case, Adam did a video for them on YouTube. So if you get a chance, it's just a picture of him in front of the New York City skyline, because that's currently where he is. But I highly recommend that you check him out just because of some of the music and the arrangements that boy has done.
That's awesome.
Taking the old ones and the new ones, you know, and just rewriting them and playing with them. It's a lot of fun.
I tell you what, we might put up a link on our Facebook page.
We'll definitely
with
do
the
that.
Podcast link when we put this out there, so that way everybody can just click on that, and that way you'll know what we're talking about.
For sure.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. Yeah, I've heard Adam play before, and I mean, he is phenomenal is the best way to put it. I mean,
I have no other word for it. The rendition that he does, my word, arrangement, his word, that he does of How Great Thou Art. It'll just stop you, give you chills.
Highly recommend you guys listen to that. That is,
it's
really
actually
very
on
good.
On that concert series. Yes. He's playing on a keyboard rather than on a piano because he's in the apartment. But nevertheless, highly recommend it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That, for those of you that have went to Keck and see me play piano, every time I see somebody that actually can play the piano, I'm like, yeah, why do I even bother?
Well, since you brought that up, I've got to bring this up. A couple of Wednesday nights ago, it was Matt Sutton's birthday.
You have to, yes.
And we had the opportunity to have cupcakes in his honor in the sanctuary. And as we were winding down the night, Deb, his wife, says, I've got to play Happy Birthday for Matt on the piano. It's a tradition. That's what we do. Tradition. Sorry, I'll get it out. And so, okay, cool. So she moves to the piano And she proceeds to bang every key that she can possibly find with her fingers, her hands, her elbows, her forearms, the whole nine. It was so
it
much
was
fun.
Great.
But just seeing the joy on Matt's face was really fun too. Yeah. So.
And everybody looked back at me and went, "Hey, you're not so bad."
That was a fun night.
It was a great night. Absolutely a very good night. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm trying to think of some other ones that come to mind as well. More hymn or praise songs.
Sure.
Kind of thinking back to ones that we do.
Old Rugged Cross.
I mean, that's just a given. And just the strength of those lyrics and everything with that song. But swinging more toward like the newer stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
I Will Follow is a good one. I mean, and that's, I kind of picture that as kind of the Ruth and Naomi story at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I know that's not the whole way through it, but I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's got that reference in it. Mm-hmm. So I always loved that one. What's the other one?
10,000 Reasons.
10,000 Reasons is
a great one.
My
Savior Loves, My Savior Lives.
Yep.
That one came out when I was in college, but it's solid. And what's awesome about music, and especially in church, is watching various age groups being able to worship in their own way.
Yes.
We've got some at Keck who are going to throw their hands up just as high as they can get them, and they're going to sing to the top of their lungs. And then you've got some that are going to be more reflective, more introverted, where they'll stand with their, I mean, some of them have hands in pockets and heads bowed, and that's cool.
Yeah.
But what I love is just watching worship take place. You and I've had this conversation before, but when you're on the platform and you're leading, there are certain folks that, you know, you just can't look at,
right?
Because you will get so caught up in the emotion of what they're doing. There have been more than one occasion where I've had to stop singing because I couldn't get the word out, or I forgot where I was, or whatever the case. But worship that unites is what it's always been about for me. I know in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, Dad was pastoring in the height of what was considered the worship wars. And even the late 80s, early 90s, even to an extent, you were starting to see some of that take place with the conservative resurgence and the Southern Baptist Convention and various other things that were taking place. But for me, it's never been one or the other. For me, it's always been a both and.
Right.
I think they all bring their own strengths.
Yeah.
I think certainly the weaknesses are there, and you can find those, you can highlight those and exclude if necessary. But the strength of music, well, just to get personal, the strength of music at our church, in my opinion, is solid, has been for some time. And I thank you for that. I thank Drew for that, and others that have come before you guys that have led, and done a tremendous job with it. But when you can stand in a sanctuary, and to quote the hymn, there's just a sweet, sweet spirit in the place.
That's another good one.
It is just, it's more than a feeling. It's joy.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And we've touched on that in a couple of sermons recently about joy. You were talking about how worship unites us.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought back one specific memory that I know the Keck Church is going to remember. And that is one... The first, I think it was the first weekend in October, maybe in the second week of October in 2017.
Yeah.
We were attacked big time that weekend. I'm not going to go into the details of it because it's pretty emotional. But you guys, I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. And we did the song that morning, We Will Not Be Shaken.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point where I literally had to not look at the entire congregation. I had to look totally away. At that point, I was singing back up and playing bass that morning because I just didn't feel like drums was appropriate that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to literally turn 90 degrees to the left away from the congregation and was basically just staring at my music. Cause if I looked up, I was just gonna start bawling.
Sure. Sure.
There is a fine line though, between an emotional response and true worship.
That's exactly right.
And that morning, I think it was both.
Yeah.
It had to be both.
I was not here yet.
Yeah.
I was in the process of talking with you all during the search process, actually, at that point.
Yep.
But for those of you who are listening that don't know what we're talking about, there was a lot of spiritual warfare in October of 17.
Yes.
Several deaths had taken place. Tragic.
sudden.
Yeah, a lot of family strife that had gone on in various places. And reality is, personal opinion, every church I've ever been in has their own anthem.
Yeah.
Okay. I served at Williams Boulevard Baptist Church for a couple of years in New Orleans, and or Kenner, technically, Louisiana. But anyway, their anthem was "These Are the Days of Elijah." Like, that was just their song. That was what, when you sing that song, that's what came to mind. Was
what's great is every time we think of these songs, it starts going through my head.
Sure.
Is the tune going through yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay.
Absolutely.
Every song so far. And that was like, yeah, these are the days.
Yeah. I think about, Pleasant Grove, where Dad and I first sang that duet together. Their song was "Victory in Jesus." For us at Keck, "We Will Not Be Shaken," I think, is the song.
Yeah.
For a multitude of reasons. And it's not just that we had a high emotional response because of some activity that had taken place on a particular weekend.
Sure.
But the message behind the song.
Yes.
You know, there's a whole lot more to it than just "we're united and we're going to get through this."
I mean, just the first verse itself, "For we trust in our God, and through his unfailing love, we will not be shaken."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what more is there right there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, that's the solid rock that we are to be clinging to.
That's right.
And regardless of what gets thrown against us, if we're attached to that.
That's right.
We will not be shaken.
That's right. And I think about, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, we were walking through a passage of scripture. Matter of fact, we're going to continue the study this week, out of Proverbs 3, the very passage that says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding." You know, that for me in 2020, for me in the midst of COVID, for me in the midst of all of this stuff that has been going on, that's been what I've held on to.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a life verse. For me, it's a season of life verse. And that verse, couple of verses out of Proverbs 3 has been it for me. But the reality of it is we wouldn't be able to get to where we are were it not for our ability and really our mandate to trust in the Lord.
Right.
It's more than just a suggestion, you know. Had a conversation with one of our folks who just recently had passed away. And one of the running dialogues that I had with her was about how I just don't understand how people who don't have a daily walk with the Lord make it from day to day.
Yeah.
You know, 2020 aside, the world throws all sorts of garbage our way. But to know that we have a God who loves us, to know that we have a God who cares about us, who not only created the world, but took the time to create us individually, right? Knows how many hairs are on our head, knows how many days we have on this earth. And in the midst of it all I can do is just sit back in awe. And really, to tie it back into the song that I mentioned a few moments ago from Andre Crouch, how can I say thanks for the things that he's done for me? It's a moment of wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's worship, what's great about music is that you can worship wherever you're at.
Absolutely.
That's the best part. I mean, it's cliche, obviously, but I'm sure nobody that's listening to this doesn't realize that, hey, I can listen to music wherever. Hey, Chris, you're just bringing it today. All right. Good job. No, I mean, in your car. I mean, I listen to stuff while I'm scanning clothes on route. I
sure.
Put some headphones or earbuds in. I've got to wear this neck gaiter over my ears and covers my mouth when I'm at customer sites. And nobody knows I'm wearing earbuds underneath there unless they ask me a question. I don't answer
sure.
them, but, which happens more often than not.
That's
but
funny.
That keeps me in my own little bubble, especially if I'm worshiping and I'm just like,
yeah,
you know, I'm just over here just, you know,
yeah,
vibing. Sure. And all of a sudden, I'm missing a shirt. I'm sorry. Let me turn off Bill here. You know, but I mean, that's just what's so great about it is that you can worship wherever you are in that moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, a song can change your day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like that. You're going to laugh at this one. Being Happy.
Okay.
That's a song that has been.
Yep.
Like going with me right now. Another Gaither song. Sorry. That's okay. Mark Lowry goes crazy, sits in the audience, sits on somebody's lap every time he does it.
Yep.
Love it. That's it. I mean, And it's just an uplifting song. Sure. Good News is another good one by them. Sure. I mean, just something that just, and Good News is almost like a verbatim anthem for today there.
It really is.
Just thinking about the lyrics on that, you guys can look that up later. But, I mean, it's just that song there just uplifts you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much bad in the world, but read the good news and you're fine.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Not at all. Not at all. You know, I just had a conversation this morning with some of our folks, and we were referencing yesterday's sermon and talking about the power of God's word. And the thing about it is, you know, this is going to sound so silly, but I think the Israelites were onto something. You know, this whole let's write down psalms and sing those psalms. It's not just that we're reading scripture, but that we're singing scripture.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal thing to watch. The power of God.
Move. I wish we knew the tunes.
Right.
That would be amazing.
It would be. It would be.
I wish we, oh man.
We'd have to recreate some instruments, I would imagine. But yeah, I just, you know, when I think about music and I think about the church and I think about where we are as a culture, there will never be a replacement for the spoken word of God ever. But our ability to sing it is just, it's a gift.
It is.
It's a gift from the Lord. And
you know, regardless of how you sound.
That's right. Whether you
it doesn't matter.
Whether you are ready to jump up on the platform and sing on a Sunday morning or whether you are struggling to carry that tune in a bucket, the point is we're to make a joyful noise for the Lord.
It's going
to
put a smile on his face.
Guaranteed.
No matter what. If it's coming from your heart and you mean it doesn't matter what the next guy's thinking when you're singing it.
Not at all.
I mean, come on.
Not at all.
Let it out.
It's the attitude of the heart.
I'd rather stand up front of a church that can't sing worth a darn in our thinking,
sure,
but are completely focused on the one that gave us the absolutely gift to do it,
yep,
than to sing in front of a choir that's been singing for 50, 60 years together that's perfect pitch and it's dead.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know, but that was good.
That was good. Yeah. Sometimes I amaze myself on these. Well, I'm going to swing the segment real quick.
Yeah.
As we kind of close up here.
Go.
The name of the podcast is Thoughts from Room 203. Mm-hmm. That is a double meaning because obviously we're in Room 203 of the Keck Church.
Sure.
That's the obvious part.
That's the obvious part.
Yeah. So.
But when you created the logo, you put the colon in there.
There's a colon inside the 203. Which we've actually, if you guys have been paying attention to your podcast platform, you may have noticed that the logo actually changed over the weekend. And we thank Ty Stone for designing us a new one. It looks great. Love it. It's got a lot more pop to it.
It does.
I didn't think about color in the background. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of ashamed I didn't think of a cross. I'm pretty upset with myself on that, but that's okay.
We'll let you slide.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But it looks great. We really appreciate Ty for doing that. There's a colon inside there. And it's a reference to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 3 and 4.
That's right.
I'll just read that real quick so that way you guys have an idea of where we're going with that. This is the Lord speaking to Israel. He is to say to them, "Listen, Israel, today you're about to engage in battle with your enemies. Do not be cowardly. Do not be afraid, alarmed, or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." Now, why would we have chose that?
For me today, we will not be shaken. Doesn't matter what the world's throwing. Doesn't matter what we're currently going through. We will not be shaken because our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the gift of music. And I thank you, Lord, for how you have allowed us through the years to relate to you, not only in the studying of your word, but Father, in the chance that we have to sing your word and to sing praises to you. God, I thank you for the way that you have sustained us. I think that was an echoed part of a prayer from our last podcast, Lord, that in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of what has become the new coined phrase, difficult days, you continue to sustain us. And quite honestly, it's beyond our ability to reason. It's beyond our ability to explain. But Father, you are holding us in the palm of your hand. And we are encouraged to know, we are blessed to know that there is nothing that can take us from your hand. And so, Father, I pray for those that are listening today that they've been encouraged just by some fun banter back and forth. But, Father, also by the chance we've had to look into music a little bit, not only the hymns, but the praise choruses and the gospel songs and all of it, Father, not for anything other than a chance for us to just say thank you for what you've given us in music. We love you and we praise you. And we look forward to doing this again soon. It's in Christ's name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. A reminder that the Keck Church services are 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:45 for worship service, also streaming on YouTube and Facebook at the Keck Church. Sunday nights at 6, Wednesday at 6:30. Thanks and God bless.